Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
So is Dave.
What?
There we go.
What?
Jesus.
When have you ever hosted the show, Davis? When Dave is here.
What?
He just said he was leaving.
And then
go, Dave.
He had a pretty long pause.
Jeez Louise. What's up, everybody? And welcome to today's very special edition of the Swolecast. This is a I don't know. It's a monumental day. Davis and I, Davis, you want to tell people kind of how this happened?
So I actually don't remember why we ended up finally booking the bet. Like, this is something we've discussed off and on. It was middle of the football season. We were both fatter than fat, just fatties. And I believe Ryan Hodge was wanting to book weight loss bets, and Scott Barrett also wanted to book a weight loss bet. And we were both in a group DM with a couple other guys in the fantasy football space, and they were like haggling and negotiating. And so you and I just separately negotiated a weight loss bet starting December 1st and then spanning to April 1st. We're ending in a day early to placate Dan Bock so that we don't, so that we didn't interfere with opening day. And the bet was total percentage of body weight lost over the course of those 5 months.
It was a multiplier. I think that you weighed in. What did you weigh in at?
186 flat.
186 flat. And I weighed in at 274. I mean, we're talking about big. We're talking about pass linebackers into offensive linemen, and I'm only 5'11". So that was an issue. And now look at us now. Look at us now. How have you prepared for this weigh-in day is what I want to know.
I didn't do anything special because I feel like I got you licked. I don't think that any sort of starvation diet could have caught you. Now, maybe that was wrong. I have loosened. I lost 20 pounds pretty fast in this and then relaxed from there. I brought in cheat meals and, you know, like with friends and with family, loosened the restrictions as well. But maybe that was a mistake, and maybe you'll burn by me.
Maybe. I do want to say that I have been preparing for this day. Were there a few instances of blizzard cakes sent to my door that I ate all of them? Yes. Was there an NFT phase? Yes. Were there some nights where I indulged? Yes. But I will say that this is probably one of the best things that's happened to me in a long time. So thank you, Davis. And what I'm here to say is that the journey is not over yet. It has just started. Peter?
Dave is workshopping his career change into a motivational speaker here.
DavidKitchen.substack.
Today is the first day of my life, and it all started with a little bet with Davis Matic.
Yeah, I would like to...
What is going on here?
I don't know. Just ignore him.
Something's happening.
What I would like to do is I would like to establish Dave and I both get target weights to be on January 1st and then have a bet where we try to get to our target weight. And then if either of us fail, we pay the other one. Something like that. And maybe we'd have to work out the terms. I think I could get to 135 in 7 months. That would be where I would try to get to. But that would obviously we'd have to try and figure out, you know, some proportional weight for Dave to get to, that would be equally hard for him to get to if he ever feels like rejoining the show.
Oh, I feel like rejoining the show, Davis. I'm here. Can you see me?
I can see you.
And I've got one final treat for you. You see what's behind me, Davis?
You got the Peloton? You got the Peloton set up?
Yes, and a hot dog stand from like 1970. But the main thing is the Peli. And I'm going to do today's show on the Peloton.
Oh, gosh. You already sound out of breath, David.
Yeah.
Well, wait till I get on this Peloton, because I just want to say Planet Fitness is underwater. RIP to Planet Fitness, but Peloton has done me well. Shout out to Dan Bach. Shout out to JJ Zacharyson. We have been pushing each other. And today I'm going to do one final push before the weigh-in. And what better day to talk about NFL Pro Day? So, Davis, do you want to do something as well on the show? This could be the make or break thing that does it.
No, all of my workout equipment is in the basement, which is three stories below me right now.
Well, Davis, you can take your phone if you want to.
No, I'm good. Although okay. Pete has seen me. We used to do our Wednesday afternoon waiver wire calls during FFPC season, and he would call me. Him and Pat would call me, and I'd be on the recumbent bike.
All right. So what should I do? Should we have like the chat tell me what course I should do on today's show? Like what kind of training we're doing?
How familiar do you think the chat is with Peloton courses?
They could just say like intervals or whatever. But also, if we get 100 likes on this show, Davis will post the fat pick. He will post the before pick. So,
Dave, I want you to pick a course with just an absolute smoke show of a trainer. I'm talking like a total babe.
Wait. Yeah. This could also be our way to get diversity into the show, though, too.
Oh, God.
No. There's not going.
Donald's lobbying for the fifth member of the show to be the Peloton trainer.
Yeah. Well, yes. I'm Alex Toussaint could be one of the one of our guys, because he is the disciplinarian that we need.
How
on
is
the
this
show
gonna work with you being on the bike during the show? Like, how do you think this is gonna be good TV?
Davis, I can still do this. It's called when you've built up your lung capacity. Then you can do this thing. And I just want to inspire others, like people like Steve Fink, JJ Zacharyson. These guys have inspired me. So I'm going to let you guys kind of do the show, and I'm going to chime in as I see fit. And you guys take it from here.
You know, the Swolecast has gone a lot of directions over the off season. I don't know if this is like the most GTO strat. I could always open some packs.
No,
right?
Oh, please, God. Please, God. I'd don't rather watch Kitchen do a Peloton workout for an hour than
can you imagine? Peloton, are you in the middle of your screen on the Zoom meeting, Pete? Like if you
No,
look
I'm
at
the in
videos?
The I'm in the top corner.
Okay, I have mine squeezed real tight, so oh, me I would too, be yeah. I'd be in the middle of a Dave workout on the Peloton, and so I'd be in a little bit of a sandwich with Davis starting.
What we've learned is that this show is a multitask show. You know, Davis is doing Lord knows what, Tuttle setting his lineups. I'm eating my lunch, and now Kitchen, the one guy who I don't think was multitasking on the show, is now on the Peloton bike. And the way his mic is like rocking back and forth.
I know. It's on the TV stand.
It's like the St. Louis Arch, like in the wind, just gently.
Gently breezing.
All right. I'm doing the 20-minute hit ride with Alex Toussaint. So let's go ahead and just start talking about NFL Pro Day. Davis, Justin Fields, how's that been going for you?
I got to say, you know, the Justin Fields thing, I know that we're supposed to know that this dude is fast and stuff already, but when you're a quarterback who can do the stuff that Justin Fields does and you put the 4-4, I immediately started offering in my dynasty leagues. I started sending out trades for the 102 in a lot of these rookie drafts. Like, I want a quarterback who can run a 4-4. Like, that's disgusting.
Good. Oh, wow. You're in on mobile quarterbacks?
Yeah, didn't see that
shocking.
Justin Fields running or Dave riding a bike? Which is faster?
Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Kitchen is gonna sweat like a stuck pig. Like he's gonna come back to this show.
Davis. GTO, bro.
You should have the true kind of like wrestling bro pre weigh-in outfit on, the, you know, a black plastic bag, you know, really get that sweat going.
Yeah, he didn't think this through.
So I've never had to cut weight before. I've never participated in wrestling or combat sports. And so one of the questions I have is like, should I be wearing like a hat or should I let the sweat flow through?
I think that's probably pretty negligible.
You want to get as much water out of your body as possible, right? That's the goal. So probably you want the hat off, unless that causes your head to be warmer. I don't know.
One thing I've read is the quickest way to lose weight while on the Peloton is actually to be buck naked. I think might be kind of like your best bet. And I just want to watch Devin have to scramble and put up pixelated Dave on the Peloton.
I got to say, looking at Dave's figure here, I think he's drawing live in this. I think he is drawing pretty live again in this bet. I don't know, though.
No way.
Well, remember, Tuttle, at first, I thought Kitchen had sandbagged me because he didn't cheat, but he definitely.
Did you see those pictures, though?
Yes, Dave, I saw the pictures. But what you did at the beginning of our bet was you loaded yourself up with salt for like 5 days before and added like 10, 15 extra pounds to your frame before the OG weigh-in. No, which
it was not 10 to 15 pounds. I will show you a video like taken around that time. Like as I was looking for the before pics and the videos were, I was like, good gracious, I was fat. Like, I mean, it was. I wish one of you guys would have told me I was out of shape.
Is Holly excited about your transformation, Dave?
Yeah. I don't know if you guys remember me telling the story about the one time I started to work out and this was like, you know, last a week or whatever, but I said, well, do you want me to I don't want to get too sexy for you. So on a scale of 1 to 10, what kind of sexiness level should I be at? And she said, I don't know, maybe a 6. And I'm like, well, what am I now? Like if 6 is the goal for me, it's so what, a pretty low bar.
So what did she end up self-assessing you at? Like a 4 and you had potential to get to a 6?
Yeah, after that, I just kind of just left the combo. But yeah, she's proud of me. I have the type of personality that won't let her not notice that I've lost weight.
You, Dave? So, no way. Yeah. I don't believe it.
So, Davis, have you seen all the engagements that my tweet got?
I know. I didn't want to post my fat pic because it's going to come back to me when I get re-fat and people are memeing me. But seeing the fact, well, also, by the way, Dave, this is keeping up your streak of all of your tweets that get engagements, including my at handle in them. Like, it's just like, it's like catnip for your followers. Mm-hmm. Anytime you at me, it just like that, that's like a 30% boost to your likes.
Pete just liked my liked the tweet, so we're doing good.
Yeah,
Pete's very generous with the likes.
There's definitely a pushing out on the left and a sucking in on the right.
But that's big time.
But I promise you, I took a video just so you guys could like see. I will show you the video of that weigh-in day. It's not sandbagging.
Who do you, Tuttle? Who do you think gets more likes?
172 likes.
Kitchen or Tuttle, if both Davis and Kitchen post a before and after photo on Twitter at the same time, 6-hour counter, no additional promotion, who gets more likes on their weight loss photo?
I mean, it's Davis for sure.
No, I think that because Dave looked fatter in the OG pick, I think he gets more. I think he has this gross, disgusting neck beard and everything. Like I feel like my
roll.
Yeah.
Like I had hot dog. I had like mini hot dog neck in that picture.
I will say that is the place, like the stomach is what gets the attention, but it's looking at the neck is where you actually see the transformation.
Yeah.
You have almost double the followers though, Davis.
Yeah, but I also feel like the fact that that's a specific tweet negging me adds to Kitchen's like people catnip for DFS Twitter are posts negging me. Like that's auto 50 likes.
And Dave has more of like a positive kind of energy with his followers, where Davis, you are just in like a constant like pickaxe battle with all of yours.
And I've said this before, but I am actually like trying to not do that as much. Like just in all aspects of my life, I'm trying to be a little bit more positive, a little bit more centered. And
you're fostering a positive environment.
But these just absolute assholes on Twitter who try to tell me, like, it's unbelievable. It really does. But that's on me though. That's on me. It's on me to not give these people their serotonin by responding to them. Cause you know, every asshole with 600 Twitter followers who, you know, tries to correct me on something, they just want the reaction, and it's really on me for giving it to them.
The only negative interactions I get on Twitter are if I say something semi bad about Top Shot.
About Top Shot.
That's the only.
Dude,
they come out like a pack.
What about where you were acting thirsty for Lola the Bunny?
Yeah,
that was overall positive interactions.
That showed up, Tuttle, in like three of my Slack channels. People were like, "Dude, what is Tuttle doing?"
Yeah, I didn't understand either. Was there a backstory there?
No, not really.
Just a random thought you had.
It was overall, the interaction was positive on it. And somebody told me to Google Lola Bunny feet pics, and I did. And there's like a very mature adult version of Lola Bunny out there.
Oh.
Well, pornography exists for everything. If a thing exists and you Google porn,
this
or
is a healthy episode,
whatever,
Davis. I promise followers, healthy episode.
Well, I just want to say this. If we're talking cartoon bunnies that are total smoke shows, give me Jessica Rabbit, man.
Wow, owned.
Davis might
owned
be too
Dan.
Young for that.
Do I know? I don't even know Jessica Rabbit.
From Roger Rabbit?
Roger Rabbit.
She, cartoon 10 out of 10, I'll tell you what.
Let me take a look. Somebody mentioned Elastigirl. I think that's a pretty good call. Not to continue the rabbit theme, but.
Can we get back on the topic of Pro Day?
I want to see Jessica Rabbit.
I think the problem is I'm the only one nerding out over the Underwear Olympics this year. I think that's our issue, Dave.
About what is happening, like.
Well,
give us the storylines.
Storylines, obviously the 49ers trading up to 3 and no one really knowing what they're doing. No one knows if they want Mac Jones. No one knows if they want Trey Lance. No one knows if they want Justin Fields. Apparently, the Shanahan was at Mac Jones's pro day instead of the Ohio State pro day. And then also apparently the Eagles.
What milestone did you hit there, Dave?
I don't know, but I saw Alex clapping. I knew I had to clap too.
I got to confirm to the chat. I have no idea who Jessica Rabbit is.
She's not even a rabbit. I just Googled her. Oh, she's not even a rabbit. Her last name's Rabbit, but she's not actually a rabbit. This doesn't count.
I mean, I'm not looking under the hood to confirm anything, Tuttle.
Yeah, apparently Tuttle would know.
All right, let's talk.
Who's been the fastest 40 so far, Davis?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know who the stone cold fastest is, but Ja'Marr Chase, the LSU wide receiver who didn't play in 2020 and was Justin Jefferson and Joe Burrow's teammate in 2019, he just posted a 4.38 40 at 201 pounds and 6'1", which they're right now the holy war on fantasy football Twitter is Devonta Smith versus Ja'Marr Chase. Devonta Smith weighs like 170 pounds and did not run at his pro day. Did not do any of the agility drills. Did not run a 40.
Is the Ja'Marr Chase Devonta Smith going to end up being like a referendum on the analytics versus film?
100%.
That's what it feels like.
100%. Yeah, it'll be a referendum because all this. I mean, not only like box score analytics, but Devonta Smith, you know, late breakout age. you know, didn't outperform Henry Ruggs, didn't outperform Jalen Waddle when they were both playing, didn't outperform Jerry Jeudy, didn't outperform Irv Smith Jr. Like, it's basically like he's Hakeem Butler, basically. I mean, to be honest.
Wow. Yeah, like, it is.
But people, man, they, I mean, what did he, did he have four touchdowns in the national championship game? Something absurd.
Yeah. And in the other playoff game, I mean, he, so like, it's basically like what the haters would say is like, well, Devonta Smith played with all these other first round picks and a quarterback who's going to be a first round pick and this amazing offensive line. And he was 22, like he should have been dominating. And then the hate, you know, the Devonta Smith backers will be like, look, he's the first wide receiver to win a Heisman in 30 years. He's probably pretty good.
I saw the stuff that Joe Burrow or like the Bengals are possibly going to get Ja'Marr Chase. That would be a disaster, right?
Why would that be a disaster?
Why wouldn't they just try to protect their quarterback?
See, that's the, so that's the other big argument right now is there's this offensive tackle from Oregon by the name of Panay Sewell. I have no idea if that's how you say his first name. That's probably wrong. The chat will probably let me know if that's right or wrong one way. I actually think the dopest move would be for them to take Pitts. Is so then you have your, you have Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, Pitts, and then the argument for that would be you can probably find two offensive line starters on day two. There's no way you find a tight end on day two. There's no way you find anyone like Pitts.
Jack Settleman in the chat saying, I claim to grind the tape, talk about Pitts then. Pitts is one of the most versatile tight ends we've seen to play yet. I mean, he's literally a wide receiver in tight ends.
Is he going to be a tight end is the question.
You know, I think categorically speaking, Dave, he will be, but I think in actual use on the field, I think we are going to see him used more as a traditional wide receiver. A lot of stuff, you know, starting in line, flexing out into the slot, lots of rub routes, lots of all kinds of those things you do to manufacture touches for your playmakers. I'm bullish on him, Dave.
Yeah. I can understand that. Tuttle, what are your thoughts on the top three quarterbacks? Obviously, San Francisco, they traded.
Well, Zach Wilson's locked in now, right? To number two, basically. We saw the line movement today, didn't we?
I did not.
Yeah, the
focus
the,
on my fitness.
He was down to minus 1,000 or something. I saw a tweet about that.
So who's number three, Mac?
No. Fields.
Well, so Trevor Lawrence is going to go number one. Zach Wilson is going to go number two to the Jets. Then that's where if I was drafting for all 32 teams, it would be the same order. Lawrence. Well, I would take Fields over. I would take Fields over Wilson, but the Jets are completely sold on Zach Wilson. I would go. I would rank them: Lawrence, Fields, Trey Lance, then tier break, Zach Wilson, then tier break, Mac Jones.
Who's the mock drafter we trust these days?
Daniel Jeremiah generally does the best. Because he has the most sources inside
who
of at front office.
Who at move the sticks, Davis? Come on. Give some love.
Yeah, Daniel Jeremiah needs the clicks from this show.
Should we? I'm just scrolling through chat a little bit here, and I don't want to make Dave mad. Actually, I kind of do. This is a. I could be wrong, but I think the best way to shed pounds before weighing in is to lose as much without moving. Set the heater on, sit in a sauna, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, hang on.
That makes sense to me.
Oh, sorry. I pulled up an old Jeremiah mock draft here because he has Ja'Marr Chase to the Dolphins at three, saying that they need difference-making speed on the outside. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure they addressed that with Fuller.
They already have Patrick Laird. They don't need any more difference-making speed.
Please don't make
speed.
Jokes about him. Don't make jokes like that.
I would never. I would never.
You're not on. I mean, you're not on Instagram, dude. Patrick Laird is grinding these hills. He is running sprints up these hills. He's
same.
Photographing it,
dude. Can I tell you if you just so I just signed up for Instagram recently, and if
horny
you don't
Tuttle's
like,
on Instagram,
yeah, horny Tuttle.
No, seriously,
yeah, no
seriously,
doubt this guy just got so horny.
100%. You don't click on anything. You don't like anything. You just skip all that shit. You go to the search thing. It's just all girls.
Yeah, because it sees from your account that you're a 35-year-old father of seven.
Yeah.
And so they're like, we got to load.
Because it knows you. It's the algorithm, bro.
Yeah,
no,
it's
I
the
literally,
algorithm.
I followed, like, a guy that does box breaks for much better than David. or Davis opening packs of cards.
Would not be hard. Dude.
And then it was like, it's just girls and sports cards. I mean, it's not a bad life.
I'll tell you why, Tuttle. Sex sells, man. Sex sells.
That's why we got Dave knows it. Riding a bike right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, how many likes do we have since I'm on the bike?
Yeah, how many likes are we up to? Let me check
73. We need 27 for the fat pick.
Yeah. Dan or Pete, tweet it out because I want to see the fat pick.
All right. Did you already put that on Twitter, Davis?
Yeah, I did.
Did we get a fat pick?
Yeah. Right, here's the thing about the fat pick. It's a really fat picture, and I'm like making a dumbass face. Like it's a very embarrassing photo.
Yes. So, yeah.
It can't be.
You set the bar too low with 100, but story of your life.
Yeah, I don't know if you're gonna make it, Kitchen.
I don't think we got 30 minutes left, man.
When was the last time? Like, talk us through what your regular exercise routine.
Yeah, I'm very curious about this.
It depends on the day and how busy and like what I can count as my exercise routine. Like yesterday, I counted the mowing the grass as my exercise routine.
Oh.
Yeah. So today, obviously the bike. Last week, I think I rode the bike 2 or 3 times, but I set personal records with both PR. So shout out to JJ, because we've been keeping each other accountable, and this Tabata, the hit rides, everything else.
What is your eating been like? You doing IF? What's been the diet?
So the diet quickly changed to just don't go nuts, because after 10 p.m., I would just load up on whatever. I mean, I really think it's like just part of my personality, just like going to the next thing, next thing, next thing, not being able to watch a show without having food in my hands. But as you're seeing results, like that stuff changes.
So, yeah.
Davis. I can see a Kitchen right now soaking in the bathtub with ice cream, watching.
Like literally like a brownie, like iPad. Yeah, I can see it now.
Well, actually, that's a good question. Now that this bet is over, I assume you guys have some
I'm going straight to Dairy Queen.
You're going to Dave, you have
you got it. You got to make a fleet.
You
got to
fleet it, dude.
Hello, Mr. Kitchen.
And she runs out to come around the store, and she just gives you this big hug, and she just, you know, tears of joy. We've all missed you so much, Mr. Kitchen. Davis, what
I
do you
want to do? Since I'm in shape right now, I think we should do challenge videos. All these athletes posting their workout videos, we should copy them.
By athletes, do you mean fantasy analysts?
Yeah.
The FF Fit Club?
Yeah. Should we do the FF Fat Club and just post pictures of us just eating a godly thing?
So my best friend from Kansas City came up this last weekend to come golf with me. And we got super fat. We got takeout. We ate gross food. So I've not been 100% pure. So it's not like I'm coming out from the other side of the desert. What I am going to do though is tomorrow Chipotle has the Bitcoin thing.
Oh, I knew you'd be all over that.
Yeah. So I'm getting Chipotle tomorrow for sure. But I haven't eaten breakfast in 5 months. I have been 100% strict on intermittent fasting from 6 p.m. at night to noon.
But you're not
the next
eating
day.
Carbs either.
Not during the week, no.
Like you're going keto basically during the week.
Well, I mean, like I'm eating things that like theoretically have carbohydrates in them, like potatoes and stuff, but no rice, no bread, you know. But fruit though, fruit obviously has some carbohydrates in it.
Okay, hey, it looks like Alex is still moving on your bike.
Fruit on the keto diet, we're done with the 20-minute ride.
No, it looks like she's moving to me.
Yeah, what's
like it's a cool down.
Oh, so maybe you should cool down a little bit there, Dave.
He's going to get you into stretches right now, and you'll see. I'm going to go up.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
We just got rated R.
This was the part I didn't know we needed. Wow.
It's a calf stretch.
No, it was for us at home. It was an ass stretch. I'll tell you that, Dave. Davis, were you feeling like if you end up losing by a half a pound, how tilted are you going to be about like, why aren't you on the recumbent bike right now?
I think losing the weight was the goal in and of itself. And I like, if I lose the bet, whatever, I mean, I have won. I had a prop bet with LaMarca. I had a reading bet, the same one that you and I had with Wiggins. Like the whole idea of doing prop bets to both win money and better myself. I am already ahead on the prop bets and I'm in like a great spot with reading and meditating and, you know, eating right and all this stuff. So I think it's all, so
I don't need to even weigh in then is what you're saying.
No, you still got to weigh in. But
you were talking a lot of crap, Davis. And now it seems like it might be closer than you think.
Yeah. I mean, Dave, there was a while there where I thought Dave was 100% drawing dead. Now I think like, if I just looking at Dave and not knowing any of the weights, I would say 70-30. But if I had thought it was this close 2 weeks ago, I could have gotten down to 150 flat, no problem. But I just didn't because I didn't even told you.
I printed up some of the bulletin board material, Davis, because you were like, "No, I'm not worried. I'm not worried at all. I got."
We are at 100 likes, so I'm gonna post the fat pic.
Yes.
Okay.
The chat asked if I'm still skateboarding is exercising, and I wasn't for a while because it was so cold, but I have started doing that recently. And that, I mean, that's great cardio. Like you can burn like 700 calories in an hour.
So here's the thing.
Bamp for me while I post this pic.
I've gotten 4 messages from people like DMs. I think like for me,
no cap, right? No cap. I think for me, it is the accountability of like, that's really the biggest thing is like the accountability. I also had some home league guys. We started our own chat. And so like every morning, it's like you're bragging on yourself by saying I worked out, but like you're bragging on yourself to other people that are bragging on themselves. It's just a matter of just like trying to keep it up basically.
Yeah. I play like games with myself, like my own head, like to motivate. Yeah, I mean, you know when I was talking about Jessica Rabbit earlier, talk about a carrot. The chat is already very shook from seeing you do your post ride stretches, Dave. I think we need to reel this show in. Someone gift that, please.
So, Davis, what was your final weight at?
Are we ready to do it right now?
Well, I want to know what your final weight is.
My final weight was 158.2.
Okay, and 186. So I think it was like 1.45 multiplier. So how much would I have to lose?
There was no multiplier. You were.
I thought you said it was relative, that it was a percentage. Yeah,
it was relative to body weight.
It was a multiplier, but I think it's probably the same thing, right?
Same thing, right? Yeah.
God damn, this is such a fat fucking picture of me. I'm going to want to delete this for sure.
Well,
feeling cute, right? Okay, it's up. It's up. Davis, you did. What is this cropping on this too? I mean, Davis, in the preview image, we see you, and then in the second image, the new image, all we see is your feet in the preview. You have to click it to see the full body, Davis.
Well, what can you say?
You're not even. I mean, you're kind of fat like in the first one, but that's like. That's just like chubby Davis. Like it's not bad. It's way worse.
You both, again, going back to the thing, you can see it in the face, and you guys both lost so much weight in your face.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah. Davis was pretty fat in the face for sure.
all lulls aside, respect guys. Congratulations. You got the summer bods. You're ready to go.
No, see, that's the thing is I'm still working. Mine is a continual work in progress. That's what I found out on this fitness journey is that you know, people, they relate to you at different stages. And now I'm kind of in that out of shape. So Kitchen,
you got to get your, you got to weigh in so that we can do the math.
Well, that's the whole thing that why I still enjoy intermittent fasting is because it became sustainable for me.
Yes,
because the
100%.
Thing you see with diets is people, you know, kill themselves not eating and, you know, whatever. And then they feel so relieved that they just go back to binging and not exercising. And it's like, you got to find something that's sustainable.
I mean, that's the thing is I did have sweets. I didn't have a Blizzard because I knew like that was the reward. That was like the ultimate reward. But I did have sweets.
And I lost 15.05% of my total body weight. So you have to lose more than 15%.
All right. So 15.05 times 274.6.
Well, just tell me, I'm using Google to do this.
Just tell us your starting and your.
Yeah. Mine was 274.6.
Yeah. And what are you now?
I'm about to find out.
So you would have to lose 41 pounds.
Okay. So 233.
Oh, yeah. That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
233.
So 276 minus 233. No, you lost exactly 41 pounds?
No, I'm saying that's the target.
That's the
hit. Okay. Okay.
We're about
okay.
to find out. But we now know the number. Kitchen, Davis, for your weigh-in, what were you wearing? Were you naked for your weigh-in?
I was wearing what I was wearing in the photo, shirt and shorts.
What? Okay. And
but I mean,
Kitchen, what were you wearing in your for your initial weigh-in?
Oh, shorts. That was it.
Okay.
But Davis was wearing socks too, which I kind of have a problem with because they were like the big socks too. They weren't like thin socks, and I felt like that added to his weight.
Well, I think it should be you can wear whatever you want. You just have to wear the same thing for the post weigh-in.
Okay, so shorts for me.
Strip, buddy.
Do whatever you want.
BRB.
Oh, God.
Stripping on camera after a Peloton.
Some shows don't know how to pander to their 99% male audience, but we do.
But, yeah.
I think we could bring Crypto Babe on, maybe, huh?
Davis, the early engagement's looking solid. We got flex emojis from Josh Norris, some let's goes. Hit Davis with
Davis,
a reply.
Look, Davis is already up to half the amount of likes Dave had, and he didn't think it was going to happen. Easy game.
I feel like he got there. Like, I just am feeling like Kitchen works some kind of deal voodoo with the devil. Yeah, I feel like he got there. And also, it cannot be overstated. He literally gamed the system before the bet start because we had like a couple days. I think we booked it like a week in advance, and Kitchen was like Googling like how can I gain the most amount of weight possible in 4 days.
Next time, a fun way to do it would be like to avoid that. I'm just trying to think, like, say if you had like an arbiter or whatever and you had like a week window, and whenever that referee said like you start, that's when you start. So it wasn't like as easy to.
Well, and also Kitchen wanted to do a less specific thing. He wanted to do like a, just like a sexy bet, like shirt off. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. Cause I thought, you know, he would find a way to game that system, but maybe that is the better idea. I don't know. Man, do you think he lost 41 pounds? God, I hope not. I really don't want to send him money.
He was up there. He was up there for weight. It gets a little easier, right?
When well, you're yeah, like
76.
The first,
all right. Peter, can you check your phone?
Okay, I see the text.
Do you see the picture?
I sent it to Davis as well.
And I'm seeing I'm trying to look at the number, but all I'm seeing unbelievable are Dave's
feet. Oh, I got it.
Unbelievable.
Let me see it. No way.
Unbelievable.
231.5.
Oh, Kitchen, did you I was just picturing you like trying to throw up really quick in there before you get on the scale. I mean, wow.
I'm tilting my fucking balls off.
No, Davis, you cannot say that. We gave you every opportunity.
Oh. Oh.
This is good.
David, I no, I'm not tilting. What I'm proud of you, brother. You did it.
Davis felt
I'm proud of you too, Davis. We're both proud of each other. All right, now I can drink water. I haven't drank water all day today.
Yeah, I knew, and I knew you would be. I knew you would be more committed here at the end. You got me in the end game.
You, Davis, wow. Do you think you got too complacent?
Yeah, 100%. I could have won this by 5 pounds if I would have just grinded a little harder.
Here's the thing: if you've ever ran a horse race on Zed, you know there are certain horses that start off strong. And then they fall back like in the middle, but then they finish. And I feel like that's what I am. Like Nakamoto running through my blood right now. Maybe not Z1, but Z2 for sure. I will say though, Davis, thank you for pushing me because obviously I was pretty fat and I haven't been this slow a weight since like maybe early FI days, and this is what I needed. So thank you. Woo. So
yeah, you got Davis. Are you now looking to run it back?
Oh yeah. I gotta get the even somehow.
Tuttle, someone in the chat wants us to do the Mac from It's Always Sunny where he gained all that weight. They want us to do a contest who can get fatter. That you couldn't pay me. You no, could not pay me. Like, I'm talking an absurd amount of money. I wouldn't do it.
No. No, you don't want that.
Dusty Rose just said on Twitter.
Do it for?
What did he say, Kitchen?
It's so good.
He responded to Davis. He said, nice job, man. You were super close to looking like Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, Dusty.
Oh, gosh. All right. So, as far as the like the NFTs, Peter, we haven't really got to talk. How many horses do you have right now?
I am legit a no yeah. horser.
Okay. I mean, I have two, but I have not run a race in like in over a week. Like it takes a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I can commit to that.
What level horse did you get? Entry level or did you splurge?
Definitely did not. Well, I was there that night. It was like 2 a.m. or something. Yeah. And like it, you were pretty toasty. Cause you were like, blaming whoever in the chat, maybe Jack, I forget. But I couldn't get anything there. So I just bought it off of OpenSea right before like
right.
Matic and OpenSea like went down.
Yeah.
So they're like a Z9 and a Z8, I believe. So tier 4.
Yeah. I think it's super fun. I don't want to like buy one and deal with the maintenance. And this is going to sound like a bit, but I just want to be fractionally invested in someone's good horse. That's all I need. I don't want to deal with it.
Do you actually have to like train them and stuff?
You have to run them. Yeah.
And you have to get familiar with like the race distance that they're optimized for. And
that's the thing. Like you have to manually input the weather, the conditions, the meters ran in the race, the starting spot, the betting odds, because like you can go see the betting odds before the race based on what their models have it as. And then you have to like compute. So some people run like 100 races before they really have an accurate description of like their horse. And it's a lot of involvement, but I understand like if it's the one thing you're doing, like how it would be fun. But if you've got chubbies and if you've got mooncats and everything else,
I'm on a level of death tilt I've never felt before in my entire life.
Davis has been quiet since.
I am so mad. I'm so mad.
Hey,
like David. I'm not mad because I lost the weight, but I'm so mad that I let Kitchen game me so well. Like Kitchen psychologically knew how to manipulate me.
Here's the thing, Davis. You asked me probably 100 times what I was weighing in at, and I never gave you like a firm answer. And yeah. like I told you, like even though I got the Peloton right the day after Christmas, I told you that I hadn't been to Planet Fitness since 2020, which was true, but I also had been doing other stuff here at home. So
no, you did it, man. You played me. You played me like a fiddle. You got the money.
Here's the deal. I think you tell Dave that you're going to get some of your cardboard PSA graded and you'll settle with him in about 2.5 years.
I already sent him the money. That's my coping mechanism when I lose the bet. I send the money immediately so I don't have to think about it or stew it. I just get it done.
I remember when I had to hit you up with the tab for our New York weekend, you snap sent. You are good on settling your debts.
So, yeah, I don't leave them out in the ether.
Davis, what's the net? I feel like here's the thing, because I'm going to gain a bunch of this weight back just by drinking water and, whatever else, because I haven't eaten since yesterday. I would like to be at 225 and bench press 225 10 times. Like that's it for me. Like, I know that that's not a big thing, but for me, like being able to bench my weight 10 times and 225 is like, just, I don't want to go any higher than that because I'll hurt my elbow and shoulder and everything else.
That was my goal for a while. I wanted to be able to match Christian McCaffrey's combine bench press number. I got close, but I didn't get there.
So what was his combine numbers?
I believe it was 225, 12 times or 10 or 11 times.
What? That
you
was it?
Look like Christian McCaffrey.
Thank you.
He does.
I thought I was like looking more like Derrick Henry.
No, I never realized that.
Itchin, you need to do the Derrick Henry
workout videos.
The push up. Yeah.
With the chain on the medicine ball on the elastic.
Do it.
He did 10 reps at 225, Christian McCaffrey. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get to. And
I've gotten to that before, but it's also been like when I've had a lot more weight, like helping me push it up. And I've lost a little bit of muscle since Planet Fitness days. So that's Pete my goal, 225 and 10.
Pete and I also, we have to figure out, do we want to double down on our bet?
Yeah. So I have, Davis and I, we did a bet. It was 30 minutes of reading, 10 minutes of meditation. And we are, as of today, locked. I did my reading and meditation this morning. Here's my thing, Davis. What I found is the reading portion was very beneficial to me as far as establishing routines. I got traction, like snowballed. I would read more than I otherwise would.
Always.
I found doing the meditation as like checking a box. I would often only get like 2 to 3 minutes of like actual being present, because then by the time you get there, you're winding down. I'm like, all right, let's speed this up. And so I need to find a way to make the meditation thing a bigger part of it, I think is the tweak I would need.
So you want like 30 minutes of meditation or twice a day meditation or something?
I think 30 would probably be a big stretch, maybe like up to 20, just to where you can, because when I was doing meditation more regularly before our bet, before my hiatus meditating, I would do 15 to 20 minutes. And I felt like I would actually get more benefits from that than I did the 10 minute ones.
So for me, I had a similar experience with the meditation where sometimes I would be able to really get into it and really feel the Zen. But then there were, I don't know, 30-40% of days where I was like, it's 9 o'clock at night. I still got to meditate, like, because I didn't get in as good of a routine with the meditation. So what if we just ran it back as a reading bet? Because I think we both agreed like that is just... That's positive regardless, and it's a little bit less on the mindset.
Well, no, but that's the opposite way. Like, I feel like the reading routine, you feel like you're locked in
regardless,
where I feel like I would actually have to stretch myself to be like, no, you're carving out more time. You need to find more time where you're not so hurried and rushed in trying to get through this. The other thing I want to do is I want to do a yoga bet. If someone out there wants to do like a daily yoga bet, that's what I'm trying to get.
I think
on.
I would have sweat more doing yoga today than like doing the 20 minute Peloton sesh.
I did do some yoga during this. I probably averaged like twice a week. Daily yoga is tough, because you gotta, like, that's even more of like a time thing.
Yeah, daily might be ambitious. In like my perfect world, I would be doing it 3 to 4 times a week.
I'm in if we make it goat yoga.
I don't even know what that is.
You've never heard of goat yoga?
There's a viral sensation for a while. There'd be like these farms that would have actual goats, and you would go and do like yoga where you're like balancing these baby goats and stuff. And it was very Instagram friendly.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe I'll do something. Maybe I'll just do something with my, with myself for the weight loss bet. Like if I get to 135, I get to buy myself something. But the gamification of all of it though, like making it part of a prop bet, that is the best motivation I've ever had in my life, no doubt.
Or like maybe like putting a deposit down and knowing that you won't get that deposit if it's you know, if you don't like hit a certain milestone, or
put it in escrow.
Yeah, like it, I mean, there does have to be something on the line. For me, honestly, it was like it was never about any of that. It was about the bit, like knowing that I will always have this victory over Davis in a battle of wills where we both could be healthier. Like, cause honestly, I was concerned about Davis, like seeing him sometimes.
I never actually bought your concern, Dave. Just,
I gotta say, I never did either.
David, you basically just said that you cared more about a bit than being unhealthy and dying and leaving your wife a widower.
I mean, but now again, I look back at those pictures and I was like, oh my gosh. Like it was, you can't really see it while it's happening, but like when you get to a certain destination, you look back. That's why I wore like the same shirt that I couldn't fit in. And I can fit into like any XL shirt now, some larges. I can fit into like belts that I hadn't, like when you see like tangible results, it definitely pushes you to keep going.
When was the last time you weighed around this weight that you're at now?
Like early FI days, for sure.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Like before DK Pros days. Because I remember one time I hopped on a DK Pros scale in Vegas because I didn't have one.
They had special scales for the pros?
Well, yeah. No, because I didn't really have one at the house. So like I knew I had been gaining a little bit of weight, but like there was a scale like in my hotel room because these were nice hotel rooms. And I step on and it was like 255. Oh my, like I just had no clue I had gained that much weight.
Was this circa when you were who was it that was interviewing Bales and his girlfriend in the pool? Was that you or Dan Bach or both?
That was me for sure. Okay. Well, Dan was as well one time, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, and by the way, it's never a good sign when your executive producer, Dan Bach, is saying in the chat, what has this show morphed into? It's nice to know that he has our vote of confidence.
Hey, we got some good social media transaction here. Yeah.
Yeah. We might have to branch off the FF Fit Club and have like a swole FF Club.
I just I got to go work out after this because I am on... I can't stop being angry. Tips, I cannot stop being tips? Angry. I'm David. I've never been madder at you in my life. I'll just
Davis
say that.
Davis is going to put up 225 10 times on pure rage alone. Yeah,
I'm so mad, dude. And I'm more mad because I knew that this was a possibility. But the thing is I didn't believe that even for a bit that you would be able to trim off 10 pounds the week of. And you did.
I mean, I was posting pictures though, because I wanted, just in case you did beat me, I wanted just to let people know that I was like losing weight, and I wanted to make it a game. I didn't know it was going to be this close, but you were kind of a donkey in the fact that you posted your final weight. I wouldn't have pushed myself as hard as I did if you didn't do that. But hey, we're both healthier. You still got some work to do, obviously, but
Davis,
listen.
One thing I've learned and from hanging out with some other DK pros, you know, the Bales and CSU, is these guys are always grinding for edges, and you let your guard down.
I did. So, I did.
You did.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. Yeah. Yeah. Normally I'm a better gambler than that.
Speaking of DK pros, Smiz wanted me to be his stable boy for Zed Run. He really wants to get into Zed Run. But I was like having to explain to him like MetaMask and wallets and everything else. And it was rough. Like we were starting from square one.
What if you told Smiz that Zed is a gateway drug to Top Shot and other nefarious blockchain technologies?
Yeah. Shout out to Dapper, the Dappies, and Roham for $305 million raised. MJ Mom's coming soon. We're not dead yet.
I hear the LeBron holders are shaking in their boots. No longer the best moments on the site.
Yeah, we didn't. Not very much Top Shot talk on the.
Well, Davis, if you want Top Shot talk, literally just look anywhere else on the internet.
Why would we talk about something that's dead?
Oh,
here we go.
Tuttle. You can tell Tuttle's the only one who doesn't have a Trey 1 Series 1 Genesis Moan bag.
I did think, so Kitchen, I thought he had an interesting trade-off last week when you sold Chumo Keke for Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
And I thought this was interesting because I think it shows the different dynamics between what you think is actually going to hold value. And the Aaron Gordon would be much more NFT driven, you thinking that there's going to be value just because it was Series 1, that sort of thing.
Well, right? No. So
Keke would be more like car, like collector.
Speculative.
Right?
Yeah, it would be speculative. Rookie. So, well, first of all, I didn't think that MPJ was going to be staying in Denver. Like, I just, like, it, why
you
would
they were
going to
trade the best asset other than Jokic on the roster?
Well, but like, why even bring in Gordon then? Like, was my question. Like, I thought they would ship him for another piece.
Michael Porter Jr. can't play defense. So he literally, like, Aaron Gordon is just a souped up version of Jermichael Green.
But I guess my thing is that I didn't think, I'd sold a bunch of the three-star badge rookies just because I didn't think that they were going to hold value. Whereas like if the Nuggets make a deep playoff run and Aaron Gordon is like a pivotal piece of that, then his first ever moment will go up. Like, I still think the first ever moments are just criminally underpriced, especially as they're about to just flood in the market with all sorts of regular moms. So that's kind of where I'm at.
I think that Top Shot is a little bit less fascinating now, obviously.
Oh, really?
But I think the fact that they're still doing with like literally nothing happening on the website, you know, 16,000 daily buyers or whatever, like that is more than my expectation. Like if you asked me in January what I saw happening, I would not have said no packs, no challenges, random Tuesday. 16,000 buyers, like that actually exceeded my expectations.
Of course. And without the inflation, then people wouldn't be as like disappointed as they are now. Like
the psychology of the like Discord level Top Shot bro is so fascinating. They go from like win badges, we need badges. The badges come out and we see an actual dip and then they're mad. Why did the badges not do anything? And then it's, oh, there's actually too many badges. The badges are overwhelming the amount of moments on the site. And then it's like, wait, don't you want to be in early while it does represent a large amount of the moment? So then down the road, it does it. I can't. I mean, these guys need help. They need help so bad.
Yeah. All right.
Win packs.
Closing thoughts. Davis, you had kind of a rough show. We'll start with you.
No, man, I'm proud of you. I've never been so happy to invest $500 in my own health and the health of my friend. Honestly, it's a very small price to pay because I don't even think I could have booked this bet against, you know, Hodge or Barrett or whoever when it first would have been discussed, and I would not have gone as hard as I did. So I, honestly, it's great. I feel better. I hope that you're feeling better too. And it's all been good, man. It's all $500, very small price to pay.
I love you, Davis. We give each other a lot of grief, but
I love you too, buddy.
All right. Tuttle?
Clip it.
This show just got flipped on its head.
I'm just ready to talk football, you know, our next full cast. We don't have to talk about this weight loss stuff. I'm excited for that to be over. Just ready to grind the tape between now and then. Happy that opening day's starting tomorrow for baseball.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Can talk, you know, actual sports our next show.
Oh, Tuttle, you and I should just do MLB Corner on the show next week while Peter and David are just like hating their lives.
I'm going to do 100 burpees during next show.
Dave, that is a bit. We should all, you and I should, every show, like I can bring up some of my weights from downstairs, or we can do like push-ups or something during the
show. That's not a bit. That's legit.
And that was also pre, like back when quarantine first started, I was doing those Periscope streams with the mayor, yeah. CSU. Yeah. It was all based on just doing content while working out. Not a great content plan, but whatever.
You got replaced for Sushi Swap. People like fitness. Yeah. He replaced like his fitness bro with like a sushi swap.
It's so true.
Bros. So, all right. Want to give a shout out to our guy, Charlie, the behind the scenes guy. He had a baby yesterday. So I know he's probably not watching this, but if so, Charlie, enjoy some dad life. Don't try to gain a lot of weight because that does happen sometimes. And I want to give a shout out to our producer, Devin and Dan Bach, and everybody for watching, listening, everyone that has supported us. Look at us now, just fitness thought leaders of the fantasy NFT crew. So on behalf of Davis, Tuttle, and Peter, I'm Skinny Soccer Dave, and we'll see you later.